Make no mistake, Wash is a big, ambitious, demanding novel, long but never plodding. Margaret Rinkle, a Birmingham native, has done a prodigious amount of research and then put it in the service of a vivid imagination and a lyrical prose style. Wash is a most impressive debut performance. The novel is set mainly on the Richardson Plantation, 2 days' ride northeast of Nashville in the year 1823. General Richardson himself is a veteran of the Revolutionary War who received large land grants for his service and also of the War of 1812. In both wars, he was captured and held by the British, in the first on a prison ship, in the second in a stone cell. He knows what it feels like to lose his liberty, to be a captive, subject to the whims and cruelties of others. Richardson is also, however, a slave owner, but a most conflicted, ambivalent slave owner. On his place, he treats slaves as well as decency combined with common sense will allow, but he is also mindful of the eyes and opinions of neighbors who are more rigid, cruel, and obtuse, and mostly too blind or too thick to realize the full humanity of the humans they own. For example, they speak openly about anything in front of slaves. Quote, Richardson wonders whether he's the only white man who understands that Negroes hear everything just like everybody else, end quote. Richardson is a frontier one-man nation builder. He has gained control of huge tracts of land, fought Indians, and even lost his brother in a raid. He has bought the Chickasaw Bluffs at Memphis and is working to make it a town. A patriarch, Richardson has a wife and 8 children. He is also a brilliant breeder of horses, choosing every mare and stud combination with great care, with a most discerning eye for what he calls, quote, the fine, end quote, beauty, strength, stamina. At the historical moment of this novel, the value of crops, including cotton, is declining. But as settlers open the West, going into territory where there are no slaves, except the ones planters bring with them, the most lucrative, perhaps the only lucrative market, is the slave trade. Richardson owns a slave named Wash, a tall, strong young man. When Richardson is approached with a business idea, he is at first repulsed, but then, short of cash, acquiesces. He will put Wash to stud on the neighboring plantations. Just as with the horses, an appointment book, a stud book, is kept, the records as exact as can be. Over time, for great distances in every direction, Wash's children are born and thrive. The midwife who delivers them is the slave Pallas, who was herself cruelly used sexually on a neighboring plantation. She and Wash are both deeply wounded people, isolated from all the others, held in contempt or fear. Both have learned the art of psychic self-preservation, how to go deep inside themselves, remembering their own childhood stories and the family stories told them by their mothers to create a private, spiritual, safe place. Over the years, we see these two slowly come to trust one another, and we watch Richardson struggle with enormous difficulties in creating the new country and in coming to terms with his own demons. This is the best new Southern novel I have read in quite a while.